Real talk. Let's talk about it.
What's good, y'all? Welcome to the Real Authentic Growth Podcast. I'm Harold, and I'm doing this podcast to help motivate, help people grow. Also, to help myself grow, I'm doing the podcast with y'all. Today's topic is back to school. You know, a lot of us need to go back. You feel me? I can confess that. You feel me? But, not for real though. Today we got a special guest. I'm very happy to have her on the podcast with me. I know her for a while. Honestly, we've known each other for a long time. I grew up with her. So that should give you a little hint. She's a teacher actually. And she goes by Mrs. Goldie. So if that ain't give you a hint enough, I don't know what will. But I'm very welcome to have her on this podcast today. And today's question, what we gonna learn today, teach? Let's find out. So, like I said, special guest is Lil Sis. So, I'd like to introduce y'all to Mrs. Gopi. Tell me a little bit about yourself, Mrs. Gopi.
My name is Desiree Gopi. I'm a first grade teacher, so I teach 6 and 7 year olds. My free time, I like to hang out with family. I like to hang out with my little dog, Nova. I like to draw and like do creative crafts. And so, yes, that's a little bit about me.
That's what's up. By the way, I'm the one that taught her how to draw. So, you know, you teach a little something here, a little something there. But nah, I'm joking though. We both do draw though. And we the only ones that really draw in our family. So I got these cards for you. I'm doing a little something different this time. You feel me? So, we're gonna have you pick out of these cards. We're gonna have you pick 3 out of these cards. Look, they're about 8, 7 of them. I don't know how many it is, but you know, you got some of them in there. But, so you just pick one. We're gonna ask you those questions. Let's see what you get. Alright. Say these bad boys for later. Alright, let's see what you got. Alright, so what are some tips you can give other teachers?
Some tips I can give other teachers is just to always make sure you try your best. Your best is the best you can do it. And so just keep trying. Don't think that everything has to be perfect. If you don't get to a lesson or you don't get to anything, an activity with the students, just try it again the next day. You're not going to get to everything. Sometimes things happen that derail the day. And so just keep pushing forward and just try your best. Another thing is just make sure that you know that you're only one teacher in the classroom, unless you have kindergarten or pre-K, but mostly you're that one teacher that all 18 through 24 of them have. So you can't always be a hero, okay? So reach the kids that you can, and hopefully someone else will be able to reach the other kids that you cannot reach. And so that's something that I think, 2 tips I think are very important.
Okay, that's good, and I agree with that. I've tried to be a hero myself, and it's draining, you know? You can't be everywhere at once, so you definitely need to make sure you remember you're just one person. Make a difference in one, and then another. But don't try to do everything, because it's not possible. You feel me? Take a breath. How has your teaching different from others?
Okay, some things I think that might be a little different. I don't know. I haven't been able to observe other classes yet, because I'm a second year teacher. But hopefully in the future I will be able to observe and see the differences and also get some tips and support from the other teachers of how they teach things. But I feel like my class is very calm, it's very organized, and I think that's a good thing. When you come to my class, you feel like they know what they're doing, but it's a very calm community. My classroom is also very much a community. We work as a team. They have groups where they work together as a team to get a goal. And that really works well with them because it shows them about being kind to others and teaches them at the little age they are how to share. And so I think that's really good with them. I also have good behavior management strategies that I use. I have a token reward where the whole class, they get 5 things for the line. They get a treat. And then I also have the reading buddies where as a team, they work together to earn a reading buddy. At the end of the day, whoever receives they all get a prize. And so it's like working together, but also just fun ways for her to help them learn and focus in class.
That's good. I like that. Let's see what else I got for you. Give a message to the kids out there that get picked on because they're smart or different.
It's okay to be different. And everyone needs to stand out. You don't want to be like the next person. Be unique. Stand out. And eventually, that same person that who's getting picked on for being too smart or getting picked on for anything, they'll be able to see that other person in the future and be like, I did it. I made it. And so just be aware that words are not going to hurt you. Okay. Just keep pushing forward, because those words are just somebody who maybe is kind of jealous, or maybe they see something in you that they want. And so you just have to keep embracing who you are.
Thanks. Me as a kid, she was always the cool one. But me, I was the one that was acting cool, because I would try to fit in with the crowd, because I had ADHD and whatnot. So that made it hard for me to understand stuff and learn, because my attention would go here and there. And so I would try to fit in with the crowd so that way I can get the attention that I felt like I wasn't getting. And, you know, that got me into another place that I wasn't trying to be in, and get me in trouble and this and that, just because I wasn't listening or not knowing what I was going with. And I regretted that as I got older, because I was like, I could have did this and did this. But I'm grateful for where I'm at right now. And I know God is helping me grow and learn and just become who I was called to be now. And now I feel like I can be the cool kid. Because just like her, she always knew who she was, and she wasn't good. She did her homework, paid attention in class, listened. She did what she should do, which made her really cool. Me, on the other hand, now I'm learning how to be myself and love myself and be cool. You feel me? Now I feel cooler than I ever could have felt. You feel me? You know. But yeah, that's just what I had. A little tad bit.
And also to add on that, I feel like also everyone has a purpose. So maybe you might not have been the brightest in class. Maybe you might have not gotten the best grades, but you're still unique. And so find your purpose, what you're good at, because everyone has something they're good at. And once you find that, you'll be unstoppable. So just find who you are.
Yeah. So what made you want to get into teaching?
I always used to love to grade my teacher's papers when I was younger. And I always looked up to my teachers, because I, for the most part, thankfully had very impactful teachers that were positive. And so I always knew that I loved grading papers when I was younger. And I was like, oh, I'm going to grade papers when I'm older. But then I knew that I grew to love kids and I want to help. And so I put all those together, and teaching was it for me.
That's lit. That's lit. Yeah. Because when she was younger, she was more quiet. And my cousin, I told him, I was like, yeah, Desiree, a teacher. He said, Desiree, a teacher, the quiet one. I said, yeah. He was like, oh, that's what's up. I said, yeah. So I'm glad that you was able to speak to the kids and do your thing, you know, and that's a passion, you know, that's powerful. And the fact that you're able to show that just because you're quiet doesn't mean you don't know nothing. You're really smart, and that's why you're really being quiet, because you know things that can also hurt people, but you know things that can also help them. But it's up to you to choose what you want to do with it. So, hey, watch out for the quiet ones now. I was one of them, so I know a lot of stuff I can say to hurt people, but I'd be like, nah, bro, it ain't even working, you know? You know, a lot of people said stuff to me, but I was like, nah, I ain't gonna say it. So, hey, be careful with them quiet ones. Now, they be knowing. Hey, they be knowing. You don't think they know, but they know. They know. Tell you. But yeah, so who inspired you? Like, who inspires you? Like, not even, they don't even have to be a teacher. Who inspires you?
So I feel like the first thing that comes to my mind is my parents. They didn't have all the luxury I feel like I had whenever I was younger. They gave us a lot, which I'm very thankful for, but they didn't have all that whenever they were younger. And so I feel like just seeing them grow, not them grow because they're my parents, but seeing that they've conquered a lot and that they have become very, inspirational to everyone around them. And so I feel like that's a very positive thing to look at, because you don't have to stop where you are. Some people say, well, I had this when I was young, so that's why I'm like this. But no, you can learn from that. You can have a testimony or something that other people can look at and see, like, oh, I can do it too. So that's what I like.
Okay, I like that. I like that. Tell me a little bit about Nova.
So Nova is my dog. She's a Yorkshire Terry mixed with a poodle. So she's a Yorkie poo. She is almost one. She'll be one in June. And she's very energetic. She has a lot of fur. Very soft, but it's a lot to manage. But yes, so she's a joy to come home to after teaching. So yes.
Right, yeah. She's a cute dog. She's a cute dog. Now, when you cut the fur off, she's a little less cute. Let's just say that. But nah, she's a cute dog. She's a cute dog, though, for real. I like Nova. She do a little too much biting, though, or nibbling, whatever you want to call it.
Playful.
Yeah, she's a little too playful. I'm like, come on now. So, what would you say is the most important thing when it comes to teaching?
I feel like the most important thing is to just reach kids where they are. Like I've said before to a lot of people, is when you're like the first person they see, and you're the person they see the whole day. And so just be loving and caring to them, because you don't know if what you do can impact them later in the future. So if you're positive to them, it will impact them positively. And if you're negative to them, if your words are harsh and negative, they'll remember that, and it'll probably steal their progress. And so I think it's very important to just be positive. As a teacher, you're supposed to impact them positively. You're supposed to be the thing that they want to learn and grow from, and like be an inspiration to the kids. Don't be something that hurts them, because if you do, they're going to remember that forever, and it's going to be something that a burden to them. And so just think about what you're doing, and if you don't want to be the teacher, then do something different, but always remember that you're that light to them in the classroom.
That's good. Speaking on that, there's a book I'm reading, and they say something in it about how people don't remember the way you act. They remember the way you make them feel. So that first impression is key. So if you act a certain way the first time, that's usually what they're going to remember you by, unless you change their mind otherwise. So remember, it's about how you make somebody feel. That's all important. And another thing off of that, you shouldn't expect people to fully understand what you're still learning. In order to teach, you have to reach. I'll say that again. In order to teach, you have to reach. So when I'm saying for the teachers out there, or for whoever it is that's trying to help somebody learn something, to help somebody learn something, the best is to reach their heart. Because that's what you listen to. Your heart listens, and it tells you how you should feel. Like I said about the way you make them feel, that's your heart. So in order to reach somebody, talk to their heart. Help them understand why you feel that way, or why you want them to feel this way. Help them understand that you care about them. So, remember that. Let's see what I got for you over here. How do you help the ones that don't think they need help?
I think just reaching out and showing that you care goes a long way. So maybe just keep letting them know, I'm here for you if you need me. And eventually they'll come to you. You can't force somebody to show that they want to do something, show that they care. You have to let them know that you care, and then they'll eventually come to you, hopefully, and receive what you have to give them. And so, like, if you're a teacher, if it's a student, hopefully they'll receive the learning and the support as soon as you show them that you care, you're there for them, and you're not there just to teach them and give them a grade and move them forward.
That's true. I feel you on that. That's definitely true. Have you had any experiences throughout your life with good or bad Okay, let's scratch that out. Okay, have you had any experiences throughout your life with good or teachers that need a little work?
So I have had experience with good teachers, and that's why I became a teacher, because they inspired me. But also I've had some teachers that might not have a good impact as well, negative teachers. And it wasn't more so me seeing it directly towards me. Maybe I've had teachers who, I was a teacher's pet. Sometimes I would always like to do things for the teachers, and maybe had teachers that did, they like, go away, or, I don't need, like, just like the words you use. So the tone you use it. So you might be saying something nice, but the tone you use it showed me that it's not as nice. And so that's kind of what I've had, but I've also seen negative, words and negative teachers towards other students. And so I've always thought about that, and I'm like, I'm not going to do that if I become a teacher.
I learned, like, the teachers, the way they speak to you also makes you act out also. Like, I had a lot of teachers be like, you should know this. You should know this already. This is something that I taught you the other day. Like, why you can't be like this version or this version? Why you not learning it as, like, I don't know. I'm still trying to learn that too, you know? They try to put you in a category with other people that's normal, but you're not normal, you know? You're different. So sometimes you may learn differently too. And that made me feel like I can really be myself and even trust the teachers to ask for help, because they always criticized me and my learning capability. And it was like, I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what's wrong with me too, you know, but gratefully God opened my eyes and helped me see, like, hey, it's okay to be different, you know, just be yourself, mm-hmm. Love yourself, you know.
Also, to add on to that, that made me think about sometimes teachers will say, you can't do this. or they'll say, you don't know how to do this. But I've always told my students to believe in the word yet. So if they can't tie the shoe, I'll say, you can't tie your shoe yet. That doesn't mean you won't ever be able to. You just can't do it right this moment. And so I've always said that. Because sometimes they'll be like, I can't read. I'll be like, you can read, but let's just say you can't read yet. Mm. Instead of, so that way you will be able to in the future, but maybe not right now. And so I thought that was very important, the power of yet.
Okay, I like that. What did you learn from teachers that stuck with you?
I learned a lot from my past teachers. I learned to always come in positive. Your energy will definitely move to the other kids, to the kids. So like, for example, if you're sad or if you're upset, you've been going through something at home and you come to school, they're going to feel that energy by body language or by your facial expression or the way your tone is. And so just kind of have to fake it sometimes. And just if you are positive, it'll maybe even make you feel better by just showing them that you care, showing them that you came with a good attitude. It will help you even with teaching, because you don't want to teach whenever you're down, and it will make you feel even more down, and the lesson won't be received because the energy is not there for them to receive that lesson. And so just coming positive, and that's very important for me. Also just making sure that as a teacher you're organized. That also helps a long way. Being organized, it helps you with a lot of stuff and helps you, your lessons go by more smoothly, the transition. So just making sure that you're ready to teach. Don't come in the day and say, okay, I'm going to get some papers. Have your lessons ready, because that way you're impacting the students positive and no time is wasted in your lessons. And so that's very important.
Okay, that's good. And speaking on that, you said the energy. So what would you say to the teachers that want to know how do they come in the classroom with a positive energy if they're not feeling that outside?
I think it's important to just talk to other teachers, get support, but also just think about your kids. Think about the kids who love you and they want you to be good, because they definitely know it. 6 to 7 year old, they're like, what's wrong? And so you got to let them know that nothing's wrong. You're fine. You're able to make it through the day and give them a good teaching, day. And because what you do, the kids will receive, and vice versa. And so, just reaching out to other teachers, but also maybe receiving therapy if you need to. Different things, self-care, different things to help you become a teacher that they need in the classroom.
Okay. So, do y'all have a teacher support group?
Yes.
Okay. And what is that for, more so?
More so for, counseling, but also just, you don't even need to go to the teacher support group. Just talk to the teachers beside you. Tell them how you're feeling, or maybe ask them some questions. Because if you have a good team, they'll be able to support you no matter what. So that's what I'd say. Reach out to your team, and they'll maybe give you support that you need. Instead of needing to go to counseling, maybe just reach out and ask for help.
Okay. I'm glad that people now understand that therapy actually is helpful, and they don't see it as, oh, you're crazy. No, nowadays you really need somebody to talk to. And I mean, everybody needs somebody to talk to. So I mean, it's good to have that person. So with that being said, always try to find that person you can talk to. Because at the end of the day, you might be trying to help everybody else, but who's helping you? Who's there for you when you need to talk to somebody? Make sure you find that person. But yeah, I definitely agree with that. And I know you said the kids can tell the difference. So how would you say they can tell the difference?
So I think it's mostly if you're a bubbly teacher and you're always positive, they can see when you're not too positive. Maybe you're not walking right, or maybe your facial expressions are not like they always are with smiling, and your voice might be more monotone instead of the bubbly that you normally are. And so they can tell by your facial expressions, by the body language, and by the way you talk to them, or maybe you might be more closed instead of open to them talking to you. You might say, go away. They'll know that and they'll receive it. And trust me, these kids are very smart. They know whenever you're not in the best mood, and they give off that. And so they'll probably do the same thing. They'll be in a bad mood as well.
So you would say, like you said earlier about the tone. So the tone plays a major impact on it. Okay. Yeah, kids are very smart.
They really are, yes.
They're really smart. So would you say sleeping impacts your role as a teacher? when it comes to teaching.
Definitely. If you don't get sleep, it'll show. And then, like, when you teach, you're teaching a long day. So you want to make sure that you have given your best. You're giving 110% of yourself. And so you got to make sure that you get the rest you need. And so, of course, like, people should be sleeping about 8 hours or more a day. But if you can't get to all that realistically, because as teachers, you have things to do, grades, papers, and everything. I understand, because I have it. So, yes. So just make sure you get as much sleep as you can. Don't try to go to bed at 1 o'clock knowing you need to be up at 5. 4 hours of sleep is not enough.
It's not.
Yes. And so just make sure that you're there for the kids. They need their teacher in the classroom. They don't need, like, a half part of their teacher where, like, you just are very tired and you're not able to give your best because they need that.
Right. Yeah, I know energy plays a major part too. So I know, cause like as a firefighter, we do demos with kids at schools. And what demo is basically like you're showing them a fire truck, you know, just saying, hey, to the kids and showing them what we do as firefighters. And with that, when I first started, I struggled a little bit because I was like, there's a lot of little kids, you know, and I had to grow into that. My cat would be like, man, come on, go ahead and talk to the kids. You know what to do. And I said, I don't know what to do. I don't. But I watched him as he talked to the kids and he was saying like, it's good to meet them where they at. So as kids, you know, we're taller. So we need to, well, as adults, we're taller than the kids. So we need to meet them at their level. So maybe get on our knee. Like, how you doing? Eye to eye contact, you know, don't intimidate them. Cause that's how it is. Kind of when you're like standing above them. So I'm grateful that he taught me how to help talk to kids, you know, cause at first I did struggle with that. So, and plus monotone, like a lot of people have told me, like my voice can be very subtle and it stays at like a level point. So monotone is basically like your voice not really changing at all. And kids, you know, they find that boring, you know. So kids, you gotta kind of come with a kid energy, like hey, how you doing? How you doing? You know, change the pitch of your voice, you know. And I'm hoping I'm getting better with that as I talk to y'all. But definitely let me know if I can do more work, because I know there's always more work to be done, you feel me? But I'm very grateful to know how to talk to kids more now, especially the fact that we both teaching basically in the same different, well, in different areas, we're teaching kids, you know, trying to help them grow, help the youth. And, you know, I know we spoke on it before, about how much of an impact we make on the kids, because the kids are the future. And so you don't want to be a stumbling block or a stepping stone that they have to not trip over because you're treating them a certain way. You want to make sure you impact them in a positive way, not a negative way. So them hurdles, you know, when you jump over them hurdles, you don't want to become the hurdle. You want to help them jump over the hurdles. You feel me? But yeah, that's something I thought about.
We'll be right back at this quick commercial break.
Teacher, this is something you should never do. I've witnessed this for myself when I was younger. And most of y'all have also had this experience. If you've been a kid that had trouble learning or acted out because you wanted attention, this is something that all teachers should know. It's not about how you act. It's about how you make them feel. How are you making your kids feel? How are you making the people that you're teaching feel? Let's try this again with a better approach.
What's going on? What's it doing? What about?
Here's a powerful quote that I have kept with me, and so I want to share with you. As a teacher, I possess tremendous power to make a child's life miserable or joyous. I can be a tool of torture or an instrument of inspiration. I can humiliate or humor, hurt or heal. In all cases, it's my response that decides whether a situation will be escalated or de-escalated, or a child will be humanized or dehumanized.
Remember that. So what
is important to you about your teaching, the way you teach?
I think it's very important to not just, because we have standards, not just try to get a standard done, but making sure that the kids actually understand. Pull in small groups, because some kids need that. To reach every child, you need to meet them where they are. And so some kids need to be taught to one-on-one. They can't be taught in a whole group setting. And so just reteaching your kids what they need and making sure that you're striving for excellence in your classroom. So striving to make sure that not only one kid gets it, but almost every kid or every kid gets what they need. And so that's one thing that I think is important, just meeting them where they are and where they're at, and then taking them as high as they can go.
Right. I read in a book that I'm reading now also that it was saying how you can't bring somebody to a 10 if you're at a 7. So make sure as the teacher or the person that's mentoring or the person that's trying to help somebody else, make sure you're where you need to be at to help them come up to where you're at. Because if you're not up here, then they're going to plateau right here with you. And you're not helping their growth because you're not growing. So make sure you grow while they're growing.
Exactly.
Yeah, so this is a question that popped up just now. Mm-hmm. So do you feel there's a difference between being a female teacher and a male teacher? Do you feel like there's a difference in that?
I do think that the different races or ethnicities or genders of teachers can affect it. And sometimes, you know, they just need to see that person that looks like them. So, like, in school, like, I mean, not in school, at home, whenever I was watching TV, I wanted to see someone, and I got excited when I saw someone that looked similar to me. And so I feel like male teachers, they have a influence to reach students that are boys because they see, oh, that's someone like me. That means I can do it. And so they just need that person that's like them that says, okay, this isn't impossible for me. It's impossible for me to reach that goal because they did it. And so sometimes you just need that one person to inspire you. And so I think it does make a difference, whether it's races, that person looks like me, so that means that I can do it. Our gender, our which is same thing as race. So yes, I think they need that person because that helps them know that I can do it too. So
that's good. That's good. I know you mentioned to me something about mountains before. What was it that you were saying about the mountains?
So I feel like teaching is like every day is different. You know, you're gonna have your good days, your days that bring you joy, that you're gonna want to come the next day for it. And then there's those days where it's not too great. And so it's like a mountain or hill. And one day it's up and then the next day it's down and it keeps going. It's not gonna be like a whole year where everything's great, sadly. It's just like there's those days, but you gotta just keep pushing. You know, you're gonna have challenges, but you know that you're here for a purpose. And so push through that challenge and then get forward, and then you can tell other people how to push through as well.
That's fair. That's fair. I like that. So there's a scripture that I saw that I like, that I thought about earlier. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. So that really stuck out to me for some reason. I was like, what is that saying to me? But I thought it was really good. So I'm going to ask you, what does that say to you? And I'll say it again. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. So what does that mean to you when you hear that?
Yeah. So I think to me that means everyone can be a teacher. And so not just like in the classroom, of course, but like you're teaching everywhere you go. And so just being positive, just showing them good, a good path of where they should be. That's what one thing it means to me. It also means, like I said before, how you are that person that needs to show them love and care. Because unfortunately, some kids don't have it at home, and you're that person that lets them know, I matter. And so they need to know that in order to push them forward, because sometimes their parents are able to do that for them, show them love and support. And so it's very important for you to be that guide for them, you to be that light, to show them you matter, you can do it, you can be something. And so, yes.
I agree with that. And to me, I feel like it was saying, as a teacher, if you're going to call yourself a teacher, or even be somebody that helps somebody, like she said, guide them, you should have a loving heart towards them. You should care. Because if you don't care about them, you're not going to care for them. So you should make sure that you teach them in the way they should go, with a loving eye, so you want them to do their best. Teachers are meant to help. So don't be somebody that's not helping people grow. Because, like, you're hindering people from their growth, and that's not good, you know? That's just my input on that. But I got, oh, that's what I thought about. So, me and her are 3 years apart. So, a lot of teachers that I had, she ended up having. So, what did the teacher say to you about me whenever you came through their class?
So, that goes along with saying don't judge any child. Don't judge them by the looks. Don't judge them at all, because when you judge students, it impacts the way you treat them in the classroom. And so I had some of my brother's teachers, and he's very hyper, very all over the place, while I'm very calm and quiet. So they were very shocked to see the difference between us. And whenever I came in, they were like, oh, you're Harold's sister. And I was like, And so they were just shocked to see, oh, she's different. They expected me to be very similar. And so that's very interesting. So yes, that's what it was.
Right. I know that I'm grateful that I got to impact their lives, you know, and they can see the difference between siblings, you know. And I know they're going to remember me.
Yes, because there's not too many good things.
Yeah, and I left the impact. And I'm grateful that you was able to change the impact that I had on them to a more positive impact. But I'm pretty sure the next one that came was another negative impact.
Yeah.
And then maybe the one after that is another positive impact.
Yeah, so
there's
like that.
There's four of us. It goes boy, girl, me, Dez, Keyshawn, and Grace. Yeah. And you got me, you can basically say she's the quiet, I'm the storm. The quiet in the storm, you feel me? So we got two more quiets in the storm, even though the last one is actually pretty talkative. But she's a good kid, though. The other one, he was like me. He was smarter than me, though. I give him that. He was smart. But, yeah, you know, it was funny hearing my mom say, yeah, they thought Desiree was going to be like you. They thought, and the principals knew my name by heart. I mean, by heart, and so it was funny. I'm sorry to put that on you, because I know they was looking at you like, "What you gonna do next?" Oh, geez, it's not real. It can't be real. But yeah, man. So I got a little fun one for you now. I like to call this the lightning round. You ready? You get 10 seconds each card. Pizza or chicken tenders?
Chicken tenders.
Favorite subject.
For me, when I was growing up, it was writing because I love to write. But for my kids, teaching them is reading.
Okay. And why is it reading?
I think I just love to see the growth between the beginning of the year and the end of the year. And then reading is also a hard challenge for them. And so it's really great to see them conquer challenges. So.
That's lit. Yeah. I never was a big fan of reading. I was when I was like kid, but then I got a little like, man, this is too much work. And now I feel like God giving me a hunger to learn and grow. And so now I'm reading like 4 books at once, you know. And I'm actually learning them. I'm not just reading them to read them. I'm actually like applying what I'm reading. Because that's what matters. If you don't apply it, then what's the purpose of reading it?
Exactly.
You know. House or hotel?
House.
Why a house?
Because a house is a home, whereas a hotel is like for like vacations. And so you come back from a hotel, but you can't come back from a house. You live there and it's very comfy and homey. So yeah.
True. I was going to pick hotel because that's not like vacation. That's not like fun. You feel me?
You can't always be a vacation.
That's true.
You gotta come back to real life.
That is true. Yeah. And when you come back to real life, that day be like, oh, some yes. drag. Mm-hmm. All right. Name 3 of your favorite things to watch.
Okay. So I like to go back to my old days. So when I was younger, and so I like to go back and watch like fun like musicals, because I love musicals. So like High School Musical was one of my favorite. I also love That's a Raven.
That's a Raven.
So I like to go back and watch. So just to feel like a kid again, because you know you still need that kid in you, no matter how old you become. And so I think that's good. I love Suits. I love All American. They have 2 of them, so Homecoming and the regular All American. Those are great to watch. And so, yeah.
Yeah, those are some good ones. You think they're coming out with a new season?
I hope so.
I hope so too. It was pretty good. All right, what would your spiritual animal be and why?
I think my spiritual animal would be a cheetah. I think we're a little on opposite ends because cheetahs are fast and like fierce and like brave and like not fearful. And I used to be fearful at the beginning of the year, and so I think I'm more opposite, but I love like cheetah patterns and wearing cheetah and stuff.
That's what's up. When you were saying what a cheetah is to you, I was like, but that is what you are. Like, you're fierce. You have the courage. You have, I wouldn't say fast, not fast, but you're fast thinking. We go with that with bad wisdom. And you're strong, you know? And so just because you're not very energetic don't mean you're not the other stuff you would describe. And I feel like you definitely, it takes a lot of courage to teach kids.
Yeah, that's true.
You deal with a lot of parents.
Yes, that's definitely true.
So yeah, you definitely, I feel like you have all the characteristics. So definitely don't forget that. Who was one of the favorite teachers and why?
So I don't really have a favorite teacher. I have a lot of teachers that impacted me along the way.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can think about a bunch that come in my head. But it was just always those teachers who were there for you. They were at school after hours to wait by the door for kids to come to talk to them because they meet after school. So, because some teachers say that and then they're out the door.
Mm.
And so you can show who is really there for the kids and then who's just there to teach. And also just like they were really welcoming. Those are the teachers that stand out to me when you're nice and you, and also you just gotta think about which child you're teaching. So you're going to teach one child a little bit different than the other just because one personality, they might not like you being like firm. And so sometimes you just got to reach somewhere they are. You know, some kids, they do well with firm. Other kids, they get scared of being when you're firm. So you got to be sweet to them. And so you just got to reach them. And so that's kind of what stood out to me. Like the teachers, they knew I was like more shy, they were always just very, and I was sweet as well, and I didn't get in trouble. So they need that firm tone with me. So just using the right tone with the right student.
Yeah, I had firm all the time.
Definitely.
I'm in class. Some was a little gentle. You know, but yeah, by the way, I got you a gift. That's for you. I'll let you open it up. For the ones that's listening and not watching, she's opening a gift at the moment that I've gotten her. So she's opening the package as we speak. And she's taking off the, you get a little ASMR right now. Yeah, get a little going, but yes.
Love it.
Yep, for the ones that, can't see it, I will put an image of it also on there so you can read it too. If you like, you can read it.
Okay. Also, it says, teacher, a guardian of wisdom passing down the knowledge of generations past and instilling a love of learning that will last a lifetime. They are the keepers of our intellectual heritage and the architects of a brighter tomorrow. See also World Changer.
World Changers. So. I like that. I like the way they describe it.
Yes, I love that.
So, just so y'all know, if you're teaching somebody, you're a world changer.
Yes.
If you're helping somebody, you're a world changer. If you're teaching them the wrong thing, you're changing the world, but not for the positive.
Exactly.
So, just remember, what is your goal? What is your goal to talk to them? Like, what are you trying to get out of it? Are you trying to help them or are you trying to hurt them? Be mindful of that. When you talk to people, always think before you speak.
Okay.
Always. So yeah, so to all you world changers out there, keep doing great things, man. And I want to say happy appreciation week to the teachers out there and to let you know you're a world changer. Keep doing great things. Don't let the future down. Be great. And if you're already doing that, hey, pat on the back, man. Pat on the back. Keep doing great things, man. Shout out to y'all. Thank you for coming on. It was a joy having you on here. Can't wait to see the kids that you end up raising to be great. You feel me? I'm saying that. I appreciate you. Alright. See? Okay. I'm grateful to have you on the podcast today. I really appreciate you allowing us to do it in your classroom and got all our friends behind us. And, you know, we got the Simba, the rainbow, and, you know, we got all the other stuff that comes along, you know, with it. And I'm just grateful for you allowing us to have this great scenery, you feel me? I look forward to seeing the great things you do. Keep doing great things. Keep going forward. Keep being a world changer. Proud of you.
Thank you.
Alright, and to all you other people out there, I got a challenge for you. You know you can't leave me without a challenge. You know I always got something for you. By the way, when I give y'all these challenges, I'm also doing it myself. Alright? Remember that. So, I want you to write 3 things that you can teach somebody this year. And after you write those down, I want you to apply it. And after you apply it,
I want you to tell me or write it down or comment. How did you feel after you did it? I'm hoping everybody said good. If not, then you must have did it wrong. But, you know, I want you to really think about that and apply and come back to me and let me know. Give me some feedback on what it is that you got out of it. And I hope what you say or what you do inspires others to be great. I appreciate y'all tuning in to the Real Authentic Growth Podcast. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe, and share to others that you feel need to hear this, because we're all working on being our best selves. I pray y'all have a blessed week. And remember, don't make excuses. Work through it. With that being said, hey, we out.
Real talk. Real talk.
What you doing? Why you saying
that? I don't do that. That's what I'm laughing.
It's okay, I'll help you.
Okay. Guess we should have paper on.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's get some paper.
Here's an important quote I've learned that will always impact me and I've always learned to read.
Keep going, keep going.